This is Moment of Hope, brought to you by the Missionary Church Association in Jamaica. I am your host, Marja Elaine Francis, welcoming you to the program. Good morning, listeners. According to the International Labour Organization, the Global Employment Trends for Youth 2022 report finds that the pandemic has exacerbated the numerous labour market challenges facing those aged between 15 and 24 years, who have experienced a much higher percentage loss in employment than adults since early 2020. While this finding may be daunting for many, there are some young persons who are defying the odds and have chosen to start their own business to generate much needed income. I have one such today, a 24-year-old, who will share with us her journey of how she started her own business, the challenges that she has encountered, and the influence of her faith on her business. Her name is Tajari Ellington, a member of the Waterford Missionary Church. She's an entrepreneur and COO of Tajari Group of Companies. And today's feature is Youth in Business, Creating Generational Wealth. Tajari, welcome.
Thank you, Margie, for having me. I really appreciate, and I must say I'm grateful for this opportunity to come and talk and just share my experience as a young person in business.
Good. Happy to have you, Tajari. We know that entrepreneurship is a transformative option to unlock income generation, and may I say, unlock generational wealth, because we do need to create wealth in our families. Now, before we get into all of the business aspect, who is Tajari Ellington?
First, I must say Tajari Ellington is a woman of God that aspires to unlock her true potential in whatever she does and to just have fun in life. Tajari is really grounded on God and focused and centered on God. So everything else comes after God. So that is Tajari Ellington.
Grounded in God. I love it. Now, Tajari, you have a group of companies. So you're going to tell us about what inspired you to become an entrepreneur.
Sure. I grew up around business because even though my mom worked in corporate, she has always had her businesses. So I must say it has been something that I have been exposed to and something that I have been used to. So that was really my push to say, okay, business is something I know I can do, but I always aspire to have my own business. So that really, like in the pandemic especially, it gave me my drive to start my own business.
Gave you your drive, and you not only have a business, but you have businesses. I want for you to share with our listeners the name of the businesses that you operate.
Okay, sure. I have Thrift with Taj. As the name suggests, it's a thrift store. It's a woman-based thrift store for women of all shapes and sizes. So I stock clothes from extra small to approximately 3X, depending on how the stock comes around. I also have a Touch of Grace rentals and decor services. So that one is run by my mom and I. So it's a party, sir. Well, I wouldn't say party, but event planning company. So we rent stuff for decoration, and we also avail ourselves for the service of party planning, event planning, stuff like that. I also have Adorn. So Adorn came about because I saw a need to help. So that business is, it's a faith-based business. I say this because I sell, it's jewelry, but it has a godly meaning behind it. So each collection is named after a woman from the Bible, and from the woman in the Bible, each item is then given a characteristic from that woman in the Bible. So the proceeds from that business, it goes out to help somebody in need, whether it be lunch money for that week or to help with a book or help with, say, uniform or anything where the need arises. That's what that business does.
So Taj, you have started your own business to generate income, and then you start another for yourself, then you start another business to generate income so that you can help others?
Yes. I am a social work student at the Jamaica Theological Seminary. So I can say I love to help. Helping has been something that they said I've been doing from I was a child. I was always giving advice. I was always trying to help. I remember one instant in particular. It was raining downtown and I saw a puppy. But the puppy looked like it was going to drown. So I started crying. I said, "Mommy, can we please help this puppy?" And she said, "No, the rain is falling." I literally started to cry until it moved her heart so much that she said, "Okay, go and help the puppy." And then we helped the puppy and I ended up taking it to JSPCA, where it was then taken in and eventually adopted. So helping has been something that I love and something that I see myself doing for the rest of my life. So I position myself for the career path with what I chose, and then even with business, so that I'm able to help.
Even with business, so that you are able to help. And I heard her saying that she's a social work student, and I got excited because I'm also a graduate of the Jamaica Theological Seminary, where I did social work. So I understand the heart, Tajari. We always want to help those around us to see them becoming their best self and to improve the quality of life that they live. And I see you doing this through this business. Kudos to you. I want to know, Tajari, though, that how has becoming an entrepreneur impact your life?
It is funny that you may ask this question, because I don't just see business as business, but I see business also as an avenue to minister. But I can say business has helped me to get over that fear of even speaking to people, because I wouldn't say that I'm shy, but I am, because it's really hard for me to get across what I would want to say, because with a fear of what somebody may even say to me or what people may think or what I would have to say. So it has helped me to grow tremendously as a person, because I must say, having a business and being a Christian, it ties in hand, because trust me, when I can tell you, customers are not always hard to deal with. And I can say, if God can deal with us as humans, how can I not say, okay, let me just forget about this, because God would never say, let me just forget about her. So that has been something that has played over and over in my head to deal with even the hardest set of customers. Because even what I realize sometimes, it's our words even that we put out to the customers that will even change the mood for their day, or even for the rest of the week, or even for the rest of the month. Even a simple, have yourself a blessed day, or I do thank you for your support, God bless you, or simple phrases like that, I realized that it has played a tremendous role in how the customers respond, even the second time around, or even in that same instance. Yes. So it has really helped me as a person to even just see the perspective of people, especially with the field that I am about to start working in, which is social work. So it has played a good part of shaping me as a person, I must say.
Business has shaped her, not just financially, but socially, the way she interacts with others and in ministry, because I hear you saying that you see the business as a ministry, Tajari.
Yes.
Now, it seems to be going well, but in anything that we're doing, there are likely to be some challenges. So I would like for you to share, what has been the major challenge you have had operating your own business?
one of the major challenges I've had, especially with footage, it's consistency. I have to hold myself accountable, especially with consistency, because it is online.
Yes.
And they're not able to go into a physical store to say, okay, I am seeing the product, or I am seeing the person that I am sending my money to. So, and it is a small business. Yes, I'm on Google. Yes, there's an Instagram page. Yes, there's a WhatsApp number that you can contact. But they're just 1,000 followers versus to say 3 million, where everybody has an experience with the business. So it has shaped me, and the challenge for me has been consistency. So to say, okay, I have to go to the post office Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday. I have to stay consistent to say Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday, because falling off of consistency will then leave me with a disgruntled customer, which then will leave me with having to refund that customer, which will then leave me with a deficit of, say, $2,000 that customer paid for their items. So one of the challenges have been consistency.
Remaining.
That I must say, yes. Remaining consistent, yes.
And what would be the thing that you enjoy most about being an entrepreneur?
The satisfaction of hearing my customer say, wow, these pieces are amazing. Wow, your customer service is great. Like, it makes not just my face smile, it makes my heart smile. Like, to hear somebody that I've never met before say, wow, you have great customer service, or wow, the pieces are amazing. And I have come to understand that not because they're thrifting, they're expecting something that looks lookable, if you understand what I'm saying.
Quality.
Not because, yes, the quality, it shows how much, even though it's thrifting, they do still expect quality. And it's amazing to hear the quality is great, or it fits me lovely, or I must say I'm going to come back. So that has been something that I can say, yes.
You enjoy doing that.
Yes.
All right, Taj, you know, one of the things I hear you sharing, the challenge, as well as what you enjoy about it. You started your business in the pandemic.
Yes,
How
I did.
How have you been able to manage the marketplace during the pandemic?
During the pandemic, I must say it wasn't difficult at all. It was not difficult to say, get around to customers or anything like that, because everything was done electronic. So it was, the items were paid for via bank transfer. The items were sent out via the post office, because I use the post office a lot because it's more convenient and it's easier. So there, it was easy for me during the pandemic to say, get around or sort stuff out. What I must say, though, it was hectic with the items, because I do collect items from persons on consignment. So to get those items and wash and hang and steam, it was a bit hectic in that sense. But with customers, it was very easy.
It was very easy. My guest today is Tajari Ellington. She's a member of the Waterford Missionary Church. She's entrepreneur and COO of Tajari Group of Companies. And we have been discussing business. Yes, she's sharing her entrepreneurial journey with us. Now, Tajari, you have been doing this for 2 years, just 2 years, still young, 24 years old. And we sometimes start out the business and think, yes, I've started something, not recognizing that we are creating economic stability for ourselves and for our children and for the generation to come, which leads to generational wealth. I'd like for you to share, what are some key lessons that you have learned along the journey?
There are a few, but I will give you about three. The first one, always remember to pay yourself. You can't work without pay, especially when it's your business. Pay yourself. Like, you have to enjoy what you have been working for. You can't just work, 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 and do nothing behind it. Two, keep extremely good records, because Thrift Tag is registered. So it's almost tax season, or the tax season left. So the next upcoming cycle for the tax season, you have to be able to present your documents so that you are able. So if you were under the threshold, then you know you would pay a certain amount, or if you're over the threshold, you would be able to pay a certain amount. If you don't have records, how can you be able to identify or say, okay, this is what I made, or this is what I spent? And three, save. No matter how small it is, no matter how small you think it is, save. No matter how small you may think it is, save. Because savings, I wouldn't say is, I have a lot now, so let me put away a lot. Even if it's small, it will become substantial in the future. Save. So if it's a case where you have to buy stocks, or you have to put it in a fixed account, save. Find some way of saving. If it's even to get a pan and lock the pan and give somebody the key and tell them, don't give me the key until the next 3 years, save.
There you have it, Tajari giving us some key lessons that she has learned while operating her own business. Pay yourself first. You're working hard, pay yourself. Keep good records and save. Now, Tajari, you have spoken about God throughout the whole journey, but I'd love for you to share, you know, as a kingdom entrepreneur, how has your faith in God influence you and the businesses that you operate?
How has it influenced me and the business? I must say, my faith has grown. Like, I was somebody that had faith, but in business, I must say my faith, because I wouldn't say I have bills, because I live with my parents, well, my mom, but I have my phone bill, you know, little regular things, Apple Music that I have to pay for, my Apple storage and stuff like that. And in times of doubt, in times of fear, saying I probably won't make enough to buy what I say I wanted to buy, or I won't make enough for the budget that I had outlined for the month with the things that I needed to get. In trusting and having faith, I must say that things have always come around. And tithing as an entrepreneur, a godly kingdom entrepreneur, is integral to your business and your spiritual life, because God has blessed you with something so great and an opportunity so great. It is the least that we can do to give him back one tenth of what we have made. And I must say, through tithing, opportunities have come about, opportunities have made themselves available through God, so that things could have gone on, things could have progressed, and deadlines and budgets were met. So that's it for me.
It has helped. And you are 24 years old. You started your first company, Thrift by Taj, in the pandemic, and you now operate two other businesses. So I see a trend here. It's two, three, and counting, because I see you operating more. Now, as we close, there are some young persons who are listening, and even those who are older who have not yet started a business. They may have had the business idea, not sure how to go about it, and when should they start? You know, what word of hope do you have for persons like this who want to become an entrepreneur?
My word of hope, I would say, never sit on your ideas, especially as Christians, because once you were blessed with the thought and the idea of a business, it must have been God. Because especially if there is, if you see a lack in the market and you have already identified your niche, don't sit on it. Go ahead, jump on it, put it to God one, two, three times, put it to somebody that you can trust. Ask them also to help you to pray about it. And once you have gotten your go ahead, once you have gotten your release from God, definitely jump on it.
Definitely jump on it. You have jumped on it and you are operating your business in the space that you are. I hear you say it's an online store. There are some
Yes, it is.
persons who are not so au fait with online and maybe saying it's easy for her because she's online. What would you say to somebody like that?
Online is not easy at all. To have a physical store would be, I would say, easier in a sense because persons can just walk in and see what you have. With online, you have to be consistent. You have to take pictures. You have to post. You have to add your watermark. You have to continuously updating unless persons won't know what you have. So again, consistency, because I can have 100 products now with me, 100 pieces of clothing, and no one would know that I have 100 pieces of clothing because it's not out and I don't have a picture of it. Versus having a physical store where all I would have to do is just put those clothes on hangers and say, new stock in store, come on
Yes.
in. So online has its challenges, and also businesses have been, they have broken the barrier of trust with persons. So I must say that it is also hard to say, have a customer trust you at first go, especially if it's not a recommendation, and especially if it's not somebody that you know. To say, there, I'm coming, I'm sending your item on Tuesday. And if Tuesday come, no update, they start ringing down the phone. Where's the item? And I don't get any answer from you. So you have to always be on the ball to give updates and be consistent because that will help the business 100%.
Be consistent. You have heard it from Tajari Ellington, an entrepreneur. You can find her on Instagram at Thrift by Taj. And you would have heard her earlier sharing about her other business, Adorn, which she sells jewelry pieces. Not only does Tajari sell these jewelry pieces to make an income, but she have chosen to, from the proceeds, to give back to others. So if there's someone that needs lunch money, there's someone who needs assistance with back to school, hey, Taj is utilizing that business to support other purses in the kingdom. So do support Tajari Ellington. Thank you so much for sharing, Tajari.
Thank you so much for having me, Marjorie. It was my pleasure.
It's a pleasure having you. Let us pray. Father God, I just want to thank you for Tajari and other young persons who have embarked on the entrepreneurial journey to start their own business to generate much needed income for their self, for their family. Lord, we thank you for your provision. Thank you for wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, for the business ideas that you have given to each and every person. And for those who are listening, oh God, you would have deposited an idea in their mind about what sort of business to start, and they have not yet started. I pray that you'll propel them to do so in the name of Jesus, so that they too can be able to be at the stage where Tajari and others are at and sharing about their journey, just how much it has transform their lives. We give you thanks, God, for your provision. We give you thanks for your favor and your faithfulness towards us. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen and amen.
May I remind you, the Missionary Church Association in Jamaica brings moments of hope to you every Sunday at 7:30 a.m. Thanks to my guest, Tajari Ellington. Thanks to you, our listeners. If you need prayer counseling or further information, call the Missionary Church Association office at 924-1378 or WhatsApp 791-0527. Also, link us on Facebook at Moments of Hope MCAJ with your comments. I am Marjolaine Francis. Regardless of what you encounter in life, there is hope and there is power in prayer. Hebrews 11 verse 6 reminds us that God rewards those who earnestly seek Him. I invite you to pray by yourself or join with a family member or friend, and let us pray, being mindful that God answers prayers. Tune in again next week for another moment of hope.